On the 8th floor of the NASCAR building uptown, Sean Doherty runs what's officially called the Fan and Media Engagement Center. In short, it's the Tech Command Center.
The team here is looking at a video wall, essentially. It's a matrix of 13 46-inch HD digital displays.
This operation opened a year ago. During Sunday's race, a team of three people manned the controls, and this is what it sounded like. Okay, maybe it's more of a click center than a command center, but this is where Hewlett-Packard created a data analytics system that allows NASCAR to dissect what people are saying about the sport on social media. Anna Richter points to a screen with a chart.
We can click in and see the chatter that's actually behind each spike, and we will label that later so we can just go back and look and say, okay, this was green flag, and so on and so forth.
The green flag to start the race is usually one of the highest peaks on the chart, which ends up looking like a colorful mountain range. When controversies arise, the team can act like a spotter and clue in NASCAR's crisis communications team. But the main job here is to monitor trends and engage with fans. Edwin Colmenares is working NASCAR's official Twitter account.
Usually people retweet my response from the @NASCAR account, or they usually take a screenshot of the response and then tweet it back out. So when I see that, I think it's pretty cool because I made someone's day just by typing that out.
And that happy fan keeps the conversation going and glowing about NASCAR. Public relations at its finest, says marketing consultant Peter Shankman.
They're actually able to allow the customer to do their PR for them. And that's massive.
Shankman says when customers or fans are pushing the message, it's the best PR you can get. That's one of the reasons every major American pro sport is playing this high-tech game. The NBA has a command center in New Jersey. The MLB has one in New York City. The NHL in Toronto, and the NFL in London, New York, and Los Angeles.
We are 24/7, 365, understanding what's being said about the NFL, its teams, its players, its coaches, and everything associated to the game of football.
That's NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy. Other leagues and teams are also starting to focus more on their social media footprint. Helping them do that is now consultant Eric Fernandez's full-time job.
We started seeing the momentum on this business pick up probably about 18 months ago.
Fernandez's clients have included Major League Soccer, Minor League Baseball, and even the Australian Cricket League. To be sure, there are risks involved in stepping up your social media game. You can put your foot in your digital mouth or oversell your sponsors in a way that's obvious and annoying. But Fernandez says the benefits outweigh the costs, and here's another reason.
You can actually use it to really understand at a very granular level, what do consumers think about your brand? And oh, by the way, what do they think about them now?
So forget about focus groups or surveys. You can now get instant feedback on Twitter and Facebook. Leagues are also taking advantage of how their product often lends itself to brief, attention-grabbing highlights they can tweet.
Paul Durant serving up a facial.
Like that clip of NBA star Kevin Durant dunking on another player. You want to see it now, right? Good, says the person in charge of the NBA's command center, Melissa Rosenthal Brenner.
You're on Twitter and you see something interesting trending and you're like, wait, what is that? And it might point you to watch a particular program. That's a general sense of where the world's going, that it's the new TV guide for choosing programming.
Nielsen, the TV ratings company, has found that the volume of tweets can cause statistically significant changes in live TV ratings. And back on the 8th floor of the NASCAR building, Sean Doherty says when what's happening on TV gets boring, you can use social media to keep your fans tuned in. During a rain delay at the Talladega race last year, Doherty's team started tweeting about NASCAR's fancy new track drying device, the Air Titan. Some of the racing teams joined in.
They were putting tweets up that were almost those Chuck Norris jokes.
As in, the Air Titan can watch 60 minutes in a half hour. Also, Chuck Norris checks his closet for the Air Titan. Eventually, the track drying device started trending on Twitter.
So that was one case where, you know, we saw conversation levels dip and were able to act to maintain interest in the race and also showcase this new technology that we were debuting last year.
But the pro sports leagues are staying old school in some ways, too. The NFL still gets thousands of letters every year. And Doherty says when he notices fans complaining online about a NASCAR mobile product that another team on the 8th floor works on, sometimes he'll just walk down the hall to give them a heads up. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.